You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
That the U.S. filed an extradition request for drug lord Joaquin Guzman about 2.5 weeks before he escaped from Mexico's high-security prison. Guzman faces U.S. charges of conspiracy to import and distribute cocaine. A cabinet reshuffle is likely in Greece over the weekend following a rebellion within the ruling party of Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras over the severe austerity in the latest bailout deal. This is USA Headline News.
Everyone knows the proper way to start your day is with a long, hot, luxurious shower. That's why we've created ProperSoap.com. We're called Proper because we're properly pure and natural, with no parabens, dyes, or harsh chemicals. 100% pure vegetable soap. We use rich shea butter and olive oil to moisturize naturally. And best of all, we think it's proper to give back. So when you shop ProperSoap.com, you're funding clean water and sanitation programs in villages across the globe. Shop ProperSoap.com and get proper.
More apartment complexes are going up. AP correspondent Rita Foley explains the trend.
Builders aren't building as many single-family houses, but they are putting up more apartment houses than at almost any time in the past 28 years. What's going on? Well, for one thing, more and more jobs are being created, and developers think that will translate into more demand for homes. But some Americans are still struggling financially, and builders are betting that they will choose to rent. The share of Americans owning homes has fallen so far this year to the lowest level since 1989. Rita Foley, Washington.
Secretary of State John Kerry says there was not one meeting that took place during the recent Iranian nuclear talks at which the U.S. didn't raise the issue of four Americans still being held captive by Tehran. Kerry adds that the issue was discussed during his last meeting with his Iranian counterpart. U.S. Marine Amir Hekmati, Christian pastor Saeed Abdini, Washington Post reporter Jason Rezaian, and retired FBI agent Robert Levinson are all still being held. A robot created by two researchers in Canada is beginning its hitchhiking journey across the U.S. today. Hitchbot already caught rides across Canada and Europe, and now it'll be relying on the kindness of strangers in the United States. It begins its journey in Salem, Massachusetts, with the goal of reaching San Francisco. Along the way, researchers hope it'll stop in New York Times Square, Mount Rushmore, and the Grand Canyon. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
The time is 5:05. It's time for Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather. Flemington right now, 84 degrees, mostly cloudy. July 17th today, late night thunderstorms, lows around in the overnight in the mid-60s. Cloudy skies early with scattered thunderstorms developing late and a low around 65. Winds light and variable, chance of rain 50%. Variable clouds with scattered thunderstorms and a high of 86 tomorrow. Winds south-southwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour, chance of rain 60%. Variable clouds with thunderstorms tomorrow night during the evening, a low of 69. Mostly sunny on Sunday, 94. Mixed clouds and sun with scattered thunderstorms and a high of 88 on Monday. Partly cloudy on Tuesday, the 21st, with a high of 90. Wednesday, except for a few afternoon clouds, mainly sunny and a high of 91. Temperatures in our area, 80 in Lebanon, 81 in Tewksbury, 81 in Raritan, 81 in Ringgos, 79 in Lambertville, and 83 in Frenchtown and Stockton. Stay tuned for the sports guys right now on HuntingChamberRadio.com.
About to start.
And it's Sail on Sailor.
Here we are, 5 o'clock Friday. It's the sports guys. And if we seem laid back, we are, because we're down at the shore. Bill Wolfson and I will be holding down the fort today because poor John had to go to court and poor Ken had too much work to do. So they are not going to join us. So we're going to talk sports. And we have a special guest today. And our special guest knows something about basketball. So, unfortunately, none of us do. So, why don't we have our special guest introduce himself and tell us where he goes to school?
Hi, my name is Cameron. I am going into my sophomore year at Hunterdon Central Regional High School. I've been playing basketball for pretty much my whole life, but I only took it seriously since seventh grade, and I just really like keeping up with the sport. It's just something that's interesting to me. And I like the way it's played, and a lot of people take it. A lot of people don't understand like everything that goes into playing basketball, and all like the strategy that you have to put into it. And it's a lot more than what people think it is.
Cameron, let me ask you a question, because it seems to me, and I'm not a basketball fan, and everybody who knows me, I'm Pat Smits. I'm one of the sports guys, and everybody who knows me knows I'm a huge Green Bay Packer fan. But one of the things that I seem to notice is basketball is so big on the West Coast. I mean, can you have any idea why that seems to be such a big sport on the West Coast, more so than, at least it seems to me, on the East Coast?
I just think it's because of the teams that are there. I mean, in Texas, you have the Spurs, and they are a really good team. They have Tony Parker, who's a really good player. They have Tim Duncan. They have one of the best young players, Kawhi Leonard. And they have like six championships, maybe five championships. They just won the last season, that championship. And they're just an overall good team. Then, of course, there's the Lakers, which is one of the most original like basketball teams. They had Wilt Chamberlain, who was one of the best basketball players. He scored 100 points in one game before. He played in like the 60s, but they have Kobe Bryant, they had Magic Johnson, they had James Worthy, if I'm not mistaken, but they had just some of the best players, and they have, as a franchise, I think 13 championships altogether. And they've had Phil Jackson as their coach for a period in time. They also had Shaquille O'Neal play. But that's just like two teams that are just really big and some of the biggest teams in the league. And they played for a team on the West Coast. And they also have the Clippers, which are a pretty good team. They have Blake Griffin, Chris Paul, DeAndre Jordan, just overall really good players. I just think it's because West Coast basketball is a lot more exciting. Like, there's in the Western Conference, the teams are just a lot more evenly matched. I think that on the East Coast, you have teams like the Sixers and Philadelphia that really aren't doing so well and haven't done so well, and you have the Milwaukee Bucks, which also haven't been doing so well for the past few seasons. So I think in the West Coast, they just have more consistent teams.
Oh, that's a good observation. Also, do you think it has anything to do with all of the diehard football fans in the Midwest and on the East Coast?
I wouldn't say that, because you have the Bulls in the Midwest, and they have had really good players. Right now they have Derrick Rose. They've had Michael Jordan, obviously, and just they've been a pretty consistent team. But I don't know. I don't think that basketball is where it was. I just don't think it's as big as it used to be, say in the 90s when there were like Michael Jordan and Shaquille O'Neal and players like that.
Well, let me ask you, who's your team?
The Atlanta Hawks.
Aha, and why?
Because I'm from Atlanta.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. And one of the things that's really important is to stick with the team
you know, whether they're doing well or not doing well.
Yeah.
And do you have, do you play basketball at Central High?
I tried out freshman year. I didn't make the team, but I still play a lot.
Do they have a lot of intramural basketball?
Oh, yeah, they have intramural basketball. They have rec. They just have a whole bunch of, like, options. Even if you don't make the team, you can still play games just for fun.
And that's really important because, you know, whether or not you're going to make the team, you have to enjoy whatever sport it is that you love and, keep with it.
Yeah.
And are you going to try out again this year?
Definitely.
Well, that's terrific. And so what position do you enjoy playing?
Mostly point guard because I'm not the tallest guy on the floor. With basketball, it's like point guard is the shortest guy usually like on the court. And then you have shooting guard. And then you have small forward, power forward, and center. And the center is usually like the really big guys like Shaquille O'Neal who are like 7 feet tall. So like things like that. So it's more like you don't really decide what position you play. It's more based off of your height. But there have been people who have played roles that have been either like classified as too big for, like Magic Johnson was 6'9", but he played point guard. And like Charles Barkley was 6'6", and he played small forward or power forward, which is like usually bigger guys. But yeah, I play point guard.
Well, actually, I remember in high school, not that I remember much about high school, but the best player on the high school team in the little town that I grew up in was probably, well, I know he wasn't 5'5", I mean, but he was very fast.
Yeah.
And, he was able to take things away from the big guys and basically run through their legs. So, Bill, we had mention of the Philadelphia. Now, do you follow the Philadelphia basketball? I know you're a Phillies fan and an Eagles fan.
Well, I follow Temple University basketball, but Pat, I have to tell you, I'm not a 76ers fan. They're probably on course to lose more games than any other team in the NBA history. But, you know, their strategy is we're going to finish last for a couple years, get a lot of high draft choices, and try to build a good team through the draft. They were bought by a number of hedge fund owners a couple of years ago from Harold Katz, who was a major investor and public figure in downtown Philadelphia. And once Howard Katz decided that he no longer wanted to be an owner, these folks came in, bought the team, paid him a good buck for it. And they've gone back and forth with who they would like to have or as a coach. They've gone back and forth with a draft strategy, but they're slowly but surely beginning to come into focus. They expect to be a so-so team for another year or two.
Well, let me ask you, Cameron, because you came here from Atlanta and you're an Atlanta fan, do you find it difficult to get information about the Hawks? Because I know that was something that was a real problem when we first came here from the Midwest. I mean, now football is on, 24/7. But
yeah.
How difficult is it for you and other people to follow teams that are not local?
It's actually not that hard because the NBA has an app that you can get on like your phone or like anything. You can even go to the website and you can choose a favorite team and it'll give you notifications on that team. So like trades that are made, final scores for games and just things like that.
So in other words, are you telling me that the internet has changed basketball?
Yeah.
Yeah, you have, aren't you?
Yeah.
Because how often do you are you able to see a game on television, a Hawks game on television?
Not as much as, say, like a Cavaliers game that has, like, LeBron James.
Right.
And bigger names out there.
So what you've been able to do now is certainly follow them because of the internet, because of the phone.
Yes.
And I bet you don't see much in newspapers, or do you even bother looking in the sports pages?
Not really, no.
Okay. Well, we're about ready to hear from one of our sponsors, and we're really enjoying. Not only are we sitting at the shore and Bill's boat doing the sports guys, but we have a new sports guy today, and we're going to have to invite you back.
All right.
Often John Macy comes in and talks to us about baseball, and
you know, football. And so what we haven't had is somebody talk to us much about basketball. So you're going to be our go-to guy from now on. You
All
didn't
right.
know it when you just decided to come down to the shore today. Are we ready for a spot? If not, we'll probably fall asleep for 30 seconds and you'll hear some dead air.
The sun is hot and that old clock is moving slow, and so am I. Workday passes like molasses in wintertime, but it's July. I'm getting paid by the hour and older by the minute. My boss just pushed me over the limit. I'd like to call him something. I think I'll just call it a day. Pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Hi, this is Joe Peters at Weikert Realtors. If you are considering buying or selling a house this year, you have probably already gathered a lot of information. In a way, that is a little like taking a drink of water out of a fire hose, in that you're no longer thirsty and at the same time are a little overwhelmed by all of the information that you have found. This is where I can be of help. As a local real estate market specialist, I can help you by understanding your objectives, showing you how to assemble that information that you've already found, supplementing it with highly accurate and timely data that I have access to, and assisting you in developing a strategy to turn your objectives into reality. Let's start by spending a few minutes over the telephone. Please give me a call at 908-238-0118 to get that process started. If you are considering buying or selling a house this year, we should be talking now. Once again, this is Joe Peters at Weikert Realtors at 908-238-0118. And you could also visit my site at my first initial J, my last name, Peters.com.
Did you know that 48% of executives see the golf course as an ideal business environment? 93% said playing golf with a business associate is a good way to establish a closer relationship. This September, bring your business to the green and join us for our 2015 Golf Classic. This year's event will take place on Monday, September 21st at Copper Hill Country Club with a 9 a.m. shotgun start. Don't miss this annual event, which includes exciting contests, a networking luncheon, and award ceremony that will present the winning foursome with the Hunterdon Cup. For more details, please visit www.hunterdonchamber.org or call the Chamber at 908-782-7115.
Well, welcome back, the sports guys. We're broadcasting today from the shore. We've heard from our special guest, Cameron. And I want to give a shout-out to one of our sponsors. You heard, if you were listening, one of our sponsors, Hunterdon Medical Center. And I have to tell you from personal experience, unfortunately, we ended up in the emergency room this week. And I have to tell you, they were incredibly professional, handled, you know, my husband and his grumpiness. Actually, he was very nice. He's sitting here, that's why I can say that. But he had a bad gash in his leg, and here we thought doctors did stitches, and we found out no. But the PA who stitched his leg did a great job. Everybody was very professional, and you know, it was really a pleasure, and it's always a pleasure to deal with local businesses, and especially when they do such a great job. So now, back to the sports guys, and we're here lolling on Bill's boat, and We talked a little bit about basketball, and you know, we talked a little bit about sailing and some other sports on our law program. So, Bill, what else is happening in sports this week? I mean, we have a little lull in football, so you know, I have nothing to contribute.
Well, that's too bad, Pat, because you usually have a great deal to say, don't you? But you know, we just finished the All-Star game. The American League won 6-3. I did not get to watch the All-Star game, but I was pleasantly surprised that not one, but two Yankees actually made it. The Yankees, as you know, are in first place, having run 1-2 out of 3 from John Manfreda's Boston Red Sox.
Ooh, so he had to do that. Guess what, listeners? You know,
had to get a cheap shot.
John, and if John was here, we would have heard 5 minutes of this. And we know John is listening, so of course Bill had to say something.
That's exactly right. John Manfreda could have been down the shore, but no. He didn't want to show his face after the Red Sox lost 2 out of 3 to the Yankees, so he ended up in court this afternoon. So that serves him right.
He chose court over us.
Over us. Well, it just
like
shows
Ken.
What we rate.
Yeah, that's kind of like Ken when the Blackhawks went on to win the Stanley Cup, and we didn't see Ken for about 3 or 4 weeks.
He was hanging his head in shame. I think he was drowning his sorries in tasty cakes. I noticed he was a little pudgier when he showed up, so I think maybe it was all those chocolate tandy cakes that eased his depression and his sorrow. But, you know, it's a beautiful day down here at the Jersey Shore. We're sitting here in Ocean Gate, New Jersey, at the Ocean Gate Yacht Basin. It is a working sailboat yard and powerboat yard. It's been in business since 1957. It's family owned by the Mies family. They're great people. And Ocean Gate's a town that nobody seems to know about in New Jersey. Two good restaurants right off of Route 9, the Yolanda's, and also my favorite, the Anchor Inn. Can't say it's a unique place, but they've got great seafood and great Italian food, and they also have a very nice boardwalk that hopefully we'll sail past in a little while. But you know, it's getting to be the bottom of the hour, 5:30, Pat, and we should tell everybody what we're looking at. We're sitting here at in the cockpit of a sailboat. We are looking at dozens of small and medium-sized boats, some large ones, including some large 40 and 45-foot power boats and sailboats. We are at the southern tip of the Toms River, where it hits the Barnegat Bay, and we are right across from the Route 37 bridge. In fact, but for the bathhouse and the other boats in the marina, we could probably see the Route 37 bridge now. So that's where we are. Folks, come down and visit Ocean Gate. It's a great little town. Good, as I said, good restaurants and a beautiful boardwalk. And a great place to watch a sunset.
And, you know, it is true. Coming from the Midwest, people said New Jersey. But now all of our friends and family come out because we have lots of things to do in Hunterdon County. We can easily get down to the shore for a day, go into Philadelphia, go down and take in some gambling, go to Monmouth Park, and there are just so many things that people don't appreciate about New Jersey. I don't know why the state is such a butt of jokes, but, you know, if anybody could see this weather, I can't imagine anywhere nicer other than Key West in February. I mean, that was what I, you know, this is really the...
Well, that's quite an accolade for the state of New Jersey. I always get annoyed when people ask me what exit am I from, and what exit did I grow up at in New Jersey. And, Hunterdon County is nowhere near the Turnpike or the Parkway. It's a beautiful spot of New Jersey. It's rolling hills, beautiful homes, and a good place to live and a good
and
place
to work.
And
a great Chamber of Commerce.
And we're members for the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, a great organization. And with us here today is our fearless leader, Chris Phelan. Chris, what's it like to be down here getting all buttered up?
And telling your wife how hard you worked.
It's a hard job being the president of the chamber. When they see this picture in the newsletter, they'll know that our chamber dollars have been well spent. Because I think I'm looking at the yacht next door, and that has chamber president written all over it, I think. We could entertain. We'll bring the ambassadors and the membership committee down. But, Bill, thank you so much for having us down here today. Big C running the board there, doing all our production work. I mentioned earlier during It's the Law, but I really want to thank the sports guys as well. You know, Pat, you, and John, who couldn't be here, and Ken, do a phenomenal job every week. You've been dedicated to this. We're coming up on our fourth anniversary of 100 in Chamber Radio. You've been part of it along with 30-plus hosts, thousands literally of listeners that have tapped into the resources and knowledge that you have. That you've been willing to share. Thank you to Laura, who's here as well. Dave, your husband is here, and Cameron.
My long-suffering husband.
Your long-suffering husband. Although he had a nice nap, so it was good. He got a little nap today. So, but without you guys, 100 in Chamber Radio wouldn't exist. And our listeners, most importantly, thank to each of you for listening. And it really is great to be down here, and we do really appreciate everything that you guys do throughout the year, week to week, and support, you know, our local business community. So as I always say, buy 100 and buy local, but when you're on the yacht, let's just enjoy the Jersey
right.
Shore.
And actually, last week, Bill didn't join us, but Ken and John and I went to the Longhorn, and after the program, I think Longhorn Steakhouse is one of our members. At least I hope so. If not, they will be.
They should be.
But they were very welcoming, and even though it is a franchise, it's really run like a small Definitely. Town business. The manager came over and said hi. We talked to our waiter, who is interested in broadcasting, so we've actually asked him to come on one of the shows. And, you know, that's one of the things that I appreciate about 100. And it really is still a small town in so many ways. And as far as sports, we have great high school teams, you know, and all of the various sports. We have Diamond Nation. I mean, when I tell people I'm from the Flemington area, I can't tell you the number of people that talk about Diamond Nation. And I know Cameron is basketball, not baseball, but all of the kids that really are involved in baseball, I mean, they have some wonderful programs there.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. I've been a HealthQuest member for many years, and I can tell you it's a first-class facility. They're constantly upgrading their programs and their facility, and it's become a part of my life and my wife Barbara's life now for many years. I'll tell you, one of my big pleasures is swimming at HealthQuest in the winter. I love to swim, and it's really neat to be swimming along and looking out that glass window and watching the snow come down. I get a kick out of that.
And it is such a, you know, it's one more although we won't talk about Route 31 right now, because then I would become very negative. But 100 in County, there's a lot to do. And the other thing I did want to mention once again is the women's soccer. I mean, that has just been tremendous. It's really nice to see all of the young girls who are now becoming so interested in sports. And, you know, people talk about government and they complain about government. But I have to say, without Title IX, you know, the women's sports would never have come as far as they have. So, you know, I'm really pleased. I was pleased to see the parade in New York and how many fathers were there with their daughters. A lot of moms with their daughters, but a lot of fathers with their daughters and with their sons. But, I mean, that was just a phenomenal sporting event that even those of us who are not interested in soccer, many of us watched the entire, you know, finals with Japan. So it was just a great match, and it was really fun not to be sitting on the edge of your seat having a 1-0. I really liked it when they were ahead by 3. So I think we're about ready to hear from another one of our sponsors, and then we'll be back and talk, more football. Are we ready for football yet? I guess not
I don't
quite.
Think I'm ready for football. I'm still boating, Pat, and thinking about baseball and my Yankees and seeing whether the Phillies can actually manage to escape the cellar this year.
And maybe we can talk with Cameron some more and, you know, which games that he specifically thinks when the Hawks play, who challenges them the most, and if he had a second team that he wanted to see, who would that be? So So we'll be back after we hear from our sponsors.
We can see and we can leave a good love here and suffer. We can sigh and say goodbye.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. Investigators are looking for a motive for yesterday's shooting deaths of four Marines in Chattanooga. Three other people are injured. The 24-year-old shooter, Mohammed Youssef Abdulaziz, who is now dead, opened fire outside two different recruitment centers. Officials say he visited the Middle East and his native Kuwait in recent years. Meanwhile, people are visiting the makeshift memorial to honor the fallen men.
I felt like I needed to come and pay my respects to those who lost their lives.
That was Cooksville, Tennessee resident Chrissy Hurd. The UN Security Council will vote Monday to endorse the Iran nuclear deal, but U.S. lawmakers want a delay so they can vote on it first.
If I was the president, I'd be working with Congress, because I think by working with Congress, he has a better chance of getting approval of this and thus full American support for it. But I'm not sure he cares.
That was Utah Senator Orrin Hatch in a Fox News interview. Congress cannot block U.N. implementation, but they can vote against it, which means U.S. sanctions would not be lifted. This is USA Headline News.
The more you learn about your insurance coverage, the more gaps you might find. Like how you thought you were covered for this.
Check out my new addition.
Wow, I love this new master bedroom.
When you're really only covered for this.
Check out my new addition.
Wow, a Murphy bed.
Now you see it. Now you don't.
Or how you may be covered if you drive your car into a pool.
That pool came out of nowhere.
But not if you drive a carpool. Talk to a farmer's agent about what gaps might be hiding in your insurance.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Everyone knows the proper way to start your day is with a long, hot, luxurious shower. That's why we've created ProperSoap.com. We're called Proper because we're properly pure and natural, with no parabens, dyes, or harsh chemicals. 100% pure vegetable soap. We use rich shea butter and olive oil to moisturize naturally. And best of all, we think it's proper to give back. So when you shop ProperSoap.com, you're funding clean water and sanitation programs in villages across the globe. Shop ProperSoap.com and get proper.
Time is 5:32. It's time for 100 Chamber Radio weather. It's 82 degrees in Flemington, partly cloudy with calm winds. Thunderstorms today for July 17th late. Lows overnight in the mid-60s. Cloudy this evening. Scattered thunderstorms developing after midnight. A low near 65. Winds light and variable. Chance of rain is 50%. For tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms continue. A high of 86. Winds southwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of rain 60%. And those scattered thunderstorms continue during the evening hours of Saturday night, then becoming mainly clear overnight, low 69. Generally sunny, despite a few afternoon clouds and a high of 94 on Sunday. Scattered thunderstorms, 88 on Monday. Clears all out, partly cloudy, and a high of 90 on Tuesday. And finally, on the 22nd Wednesday, generally sunny, despite a few afternoon clouds, 91. Temperatures in our area, it's 80 over in Lebanon, 80 in White House, 80 in Raritan, 84 in Flemington, 80 in Ringo, 79 in Lambertville, and 82 in Frenchtown. Time for more of the Sports Guys right now. Hang on, we'll be with you in just a minute.
As the son of a sailor, I went out on the sea for adventure, expanding the view of the captain and crew like a man.
Cameron, you're a basketball fan, I understand. And what teams do you follow?
As a dreamer of dreams. And
the Hawks? And who else?
That's it.
What makes a guy from New Jersey a Hawks fan?
Well, I was born in Atlanta, Georgia, and when I was really little, I moved up here to, like, the Pennsylvania, New Jersey area.
Mm-hmm.
So I never really grew up in Atlanta, but I still consider that, like, my hometown.
Yeah. So who are your favorite Hawk players?
I like Jeff Teague, and he's the point guard for the Atlanta Hawks, so it's kind of like a similarity. Like, I'm a point guard, he's a point guard, and he's, like, pretty good. Like, he's young, so he's getting a lot better.
Mm-hmm. What kind of style game do they play?
They play a lot of team-based playing. Like, it's not like, say, the Cavaliers, where it's, like, one star player like LeBron James. It's more of everybody working together. There isn't one really big-name guy in the Hawks, but it's all them just, like, kind of playing together as a team.
Well, I have to tell you, I don't know much about basketball. I stopped following it years and years ago. My dad was a big Knicks fan.
Yeah.
And his idea of something really terrible was watching the Knicks lose to the Clippers. And now the Clippers have become a good team.
Yeah.
I was sorry when the Nets left New Jersey to go play over in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Because I've seen them in the Izod Arena, as they call it now, maybe five or six times. I've always enjoyed them, but I was a Nets fan pretty much when Julius Erving was playing there because I admired his game and admired the style of his game. And there was something competent without being really flashy about him. And I always thought he was a very exciting basketball player. But I see that you're wearing an Israeli Army hat. Why don't you tell us about the how you got that hat?
It's my uncle's, and he always goes over to Israel. He travels all over the place, and he brought this back one time.
Well, that's great. You know, there's an Israeli basketball league. Sometimes they actually televise their games on the Madison Square Garden YES Network. You ever watch them?
I've watched a lot of, like, foreign basketball leagues, like, over in Europe, and, like, it's big in Spain, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. In fact, basketball is probably as big in other countries as it is here in the U.S. Obviously, the salaries aren't as high, but I know there are a lot of American basketball players playing overseas.
Well, you know, Bill, it's interesting, because I always thought basketball was a sport of kids in the cities. And my husband Dave is here, so he could tell me if I'm wrong, but it seemed to me that the kids in the Midwest played football, and then about the time that basketball started, although there were basketball in high school, but about the time basketball season started, it was in conflict with hunting.
That's true in my case.
So, let's hear from Dave Smith. Did you ever play basketball? Because you would have been somebody they would have
I was 6 feet, 2.5 inches as a senior in high school, so I guess I was a likely candidate. But after the end of the football season, I was fed up with athletics and only wished to go hunting in the nearby Wisconsin woods and fields. So I never went out for the basketball team. When spring came along, I did play baseball, and I had a farm boy's arm. I guess I could have thrown a baseball through a barn, but I couldn't have hit the barn because I didn't have any of that little league baseball training that equipped today's players to play the game well. But that's enough of my ego. Let me pass it on to...
So, Chris, how about you? Did you play basketball?
I did not play basketball. I did play Little League Baseball. So I did, and actually my team, those of you that are natives to Hunterdon County and or grew up in Hunterdon County, remember the old Eichlin Pontiac, which was on Route 31 right by Hunterdon Medical Center. And they were the sponsor of our team. And my team was so good, we had an exclusive field just for our own use. So if you played baseball very well, you got to play under the lights by the American Legion, and you got a nice uniform. We got a T-shirt, and we played right up on the top of Leffler Hill in a hidden field. that's the cut I made. But we had a lot of fun. And it was a lot of fun, learned a lot of things. Mr. Esposito was our coach. And I've got to tell you, you know, that you know, the pressure wasn't on when you made it. They called it the farm team. We didn't know what that meant, but we were playing close to a farm. You know, a lot of good skills and stuff, I think, you know, came at that point. And the game was fun. Today it seems like there's a lot of pressure on kids in the Little League and the competitiveness and, you know, the baseball. My daughter did the program, and I got to put a kudos out to them, up at the YMCA. She did the T-ball, and it was a great program because it was all about the individual. It was about the coach working with them. Not a lot of pressure, but good stuff.
Well, that's good to hear because I think there is a lot of pressure on kids today. I know parents are always pushing them to achieve in school and to achieve in sports and maybe in music and other things. But, you know, it's just time to have some fun. I mean, I don't think childhood should be so structured.
Well, Bill, you know, you're right. And the interesting thing is, as Dave said, when we grew up in Wisconsin, there wasn't Little League in my hometown either. But the advantage to me as a girl is the boys needed more players. So we played, we just always played baseball. And as a girl, I didn't realize that girls didn't play baseball. And if there had been Little League, I wouldn't have. Now, our daughter Beth was one of the first, I think she was the first on the team when they allowed girls to play in Pennington. And she was so tiny that they could not strike her out. So she walked every single time she was up to bat. But she did take a lot of abuse. I mean, they did not want girls on their teams, but I don't know what you call it. It wasn't earned run average, but she had more, she had more runs.
She had good on-base percentage.
She certainly had good on-base percentage. It was like 100%. But I think that Cameron has mentioned that even though he didn't make the team, he played intramural or other basketball. And that's really what's important. I think sometimes, making the team, not all of these coaches are, thinking about anything other than winning. And I'm not saying winning's not good, but the more important thing is, like Chris said, that you learn. I noticed with the kids who are playing the Pop Warner football, what I'm seeing is that, yes, they want to win, but I'm really impressed with the coaches and how much time they spend. And, these little ones are really learning to listen. They listen to the coach, and they, have to learn how to follow directions. And I've always said that one of the reasons that boys are good at math, and they always say that boys are better at math than girls, is because they looked at baseball statistics. They look at basketball statistics. They learn how, and they have to, figure this out. And I think that can be very helpful. But enough about this. What else are we talking about in the way of sports today, Bill? We're kind of lazing around, and
because we're sitting on
a boat down at the shore, and it's a little bit difficult to think about football season is less than a month away.
Well, that's true. Football training camp starts the 28th of July, 2 weeks,
right?
Less than 2 weeks,
and the preseason games are in
early August,
less than a month away.
Well, I think a lot of people go through withdrawals for football. It's a little bit like quitting smoking, perhaps. Once the Super Bowl is over, what do I do?
Well, now with all the football channels, honestly, you can do football probably almost 24/7. I mean, they have the top 10 everything. They have the top 10 best plays. They have the top 10 best players. I think we talked last week about the fact that our Aaron Rodgers was number 2. I would have really felt bad if J.J. Watt had not been number 1. And what I'm talking about, Cameron, is among the players, they voted for the best players from 1 to 100. And Aaron Rodgers, who's the quarterback for the Packers, was number 2. And J.J. Watt, who is just this phenomenal Houston player, defensive player, which was surprising, was number 1. So, and if we, the top, the question is who else will be in that top 10 in the next year? I think there are going to be some surprises.
Well, I don't know how the Eagles will shake out, but they picked up some good players in the draft. Chip Kelly's third season is coming up. He's had two 10-6 seasons, one where they made the playoffs and lost to New Orleans, and one where they didn't make the playoffs because they couldn't beat the Giants and Dallas at the end of the season, or the Redskins, all of whom are their rivals. So I think this is going to be a test year for Chip Kelly, or Cal Chip, as John Manfreda likes to call him. And we're going to see. But, he finally has the guys he wants, the quarterback he wants, the receivers that he wants, and hopefully the offensive line to give them time to catch the ball and move on. I see also that we're being given the high sign here. Do we have some commercials to play? Let's hit that money button.
Set an open course for the fun. emergency.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
This is Chris Phelan, president of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, and I'd like to congratulate our Leadership Hunterdon Class of 2015 for all of their success and accomplishments. Amy Anderson, Jeannie Aversa, Joni Cafaro, Colleen Doerr, Carmel Gettings, Richard Hall, Michelle Cavanaugh, Elizabeth Lowe, Leslie Parica, and Dolores Van Pelt. They have truly accomplished much over these last 9 months. I encourage you to visit the Chamber's website, huntertonchamber.org, and read their white paper. Their white paper will contribute greatly to the future economic growth here in Hunterdon County. Also, please feel free to visit the Hunterdon Chamber's YouTube page, and there you will see a great video encapsulating all of their accomplishments, all of their growth, and the continued success, the real impact of Leadership Hunterdon here in Hunterdon County.
Hey, are we back?
Beyond the sea.
We're back here at the beautiful Ocean Gate, New Jersey, down the shore. This is our Down the Shore and On the Water edition of the Sports Guys. Good afternoon, Pat.
How are you? On the water.
Yeah, well, it's too bad John and Ken are missing this, and John Macy's missing this, because it's a beautiful day here at Ocean Gate Yacht Basin in Ocean Gate, New Jersey. The sun is shining. It's about 5:45. We've got blue skies with high wispy clouds and about 10, 12 knots of wind. It's a great day for a sail, and probably even a good evening for when the wind's right out of the south. So maybe it's a good time to go up and down the river real quick.
And from what I hear, it's going to be the place to be on Sunday if we're going to get that really hot, hot weather. So, but back to the sports. I know I want to ask Chris something about Patriots, but also wanted to remind you diehard Green Bay Packer fans that Brett Favre, I guess, is going to go into the Green Bay, not the Canton Hall of Fame, but into the Packer Hall of Fame, and I believe it's going to be televised on Saturday night. I think it is about 7:00. And it's one of the sports, I don't remember which channel, because we just have it set at sports all the time. So it's whatever the Smiths have their television set at. It's that's the channel that it's going to be on.
And I hear there's some breaking news about the Somerset Patriots. Let's go to Chris Phelan, our fearless leader of the Chamber of Commerce, to hear all about it.
And I certainly, when I said Patriots, did not mean the New England Patriots.
Patriots. No, we want to congratulate our very own Somerset, and we consider them our 100th home team, and that's the Somerset Patriots. And they just were designated in a nationwide competition. Actually, our chamber participated. They're great chamber members. Many of our members got out the vote, and TD Ballpark, the Somerset Patriots home, was voted the number one ballpark in the country.
Yeah, so I read that.
We want to congratulate for them on that success.
For the, not the professional fields, but the...
Well, it was not only the fields, but it's the minor league. It's the experience at the game. I mean, I give them so much kudos. All of us have been to a game at the Patriots, and they just put on such a family, fun, focused evening. Even if you don't have a family, it really is something that they're all about the community. They're all about the experience. We've had Sparky at many chamber events. They're a great mascot, and they really are all about the community. So congratulations. But can you imagine, out of all the minor league teams and ballparks in the entire 50 United States, we came in number one, our own Patriots.
But you're right, Chris. That's another activity that you can take children of almost any age.
Definitely.
You know, the little ones, they get to see Sparky. And it also is a great way to teach kids baseball.
Sure.
You know, that people who are really baseball fans realize the intricacies of the game. I mean, I know my husband Dave would be able to tell you all about that. I'm not that much of a baseball fan anymore. And but it really is a way to take kids, have a good family night, and really very inexpensive compared to most other things. They have a lot of different things that I know they offer, different things during the year.
One more great plug. It's kind of in the sports, but the Rabbit and the Hare race is taking place next weekend, several times, at the annual Quick Check Festival of Ballooning. So 150,000 folks come to visit Hunterdon County, and those balloonists, as a sport, will actually compete. The lead balloon goes off, they drop the bag, and you have to then navigate your balloon to drop your beanbag as close as you can. So there's a little sports angle there, but just you were talking about all the great things to do in Hunterdon County. Our ballooning community is just one more dimension, you know, to that, and a lot of fun.
And in fact, when is that
It's actually
festival?
Next weekend. Next weekend runs Friday, Saturday, Sunday, right up at Solberg Airport in Reddington.
And if you're driving on 78, please don't just look at the balloons, because it causes a few not only traffic backups, but accidents. But it is. That's another really fun thing to do. And but I'm telling you, Sunday would be the day to come down to the shore with the heat that we're expecting.
Well, that's what I hear. It might break 100 from what I've heard, Pat. I didn't hear the forecast a little earlier, but I know it's going to be very hot and hopefully not too humid. We're getting into the summer weather pattern, which is always kind of fun for me, because it means that with the different changes in weather, the winds change, and makes the sailing a little bit more exciting down here.
Bill, the summer is exciting for you because you can sneak out of the office and come down to the shore and sail, and you know, your staff covers you very well. I'm sorry, but Mr. Wolfson is out of the office at a meeting, and so we know what happens on Fridays and Mondays if you don't have to be in court. But now, after coming down and seeing your boat, I certainly understand why you sometimes are not available on Friday afternoons for the radio program.
Well, you know, my staff has gone when they're annoyed with me, they because of a project or something, and I'm not around. They say on a Friday, they don't say what they usually say. They say, "He's in the head."
Well, we do want to. This is a family program, so we do want to thank our. You know, we're sitting. We're up here sitting on the outside on these comfortable seats, and our poor operator who's helping us out is downstairs in this dark cabin, and he's been sitting down there for 2 hours. So once again, Chris, we want to thank you. If you haven't listened to Chris, his program, be sure to tune in. It really gives us a lot of great information every week.
Thank you, Pat.
And a special thanks to our special guest today, Cameron.
Thank you, Cameron.
And we'll have him back. And if John Macy is listening, we're going to have the two of you on. And one, hopefully, you'll both have to learn. John, you're going to have to really brush up on basketball. And Cameron's going to have to learn something more about football and baseball. So anyway, we really enjoyed the day, and thank everybody for listening. And I guess we're about to wrap it up. Chris,
I heard poor John and Ken. John and Ken are going to miss at 6 o'clock.
Table service begins here on the yacht, right?
That's right. We have drinks. We call them sundowners, as a matter of fact. Or we could go to the Anchor Inn, or we could go to one of the other wonderful places down here at Ocean Gate and see what's on the bill of fare.
Well, hopefully, first we're going to take a little sail to see if our operator really can operate the boat.
We're going to try to get out of the slip. The wind's out of the south, so it should push us right out and straight back. And maybe we'll go out for an hour because it's a good time to do that.
And thank you all for listening. And if it's Chamber Radio and it's the Sports Guys, it's 5 o'clock somewhere and 5 o'clock on Friday. Hope you tune in.
Thanks again. And folks, get up off that couch and let's enjoy some of this beautiful weather.
Wasting away again in Margarita. Sugar or salt. Some people claim that there's a woman to blame, but I know it's nobody's fault. Don't know the reason, stayed here all season. Nothing is sure but this brand new tattoo.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. Investigators are looking for a motive for yesterday's shooting deaths of four Marines in Chattanooga. Three other people are injured. The 24-year-old shooter, Mohammed Youssef Abdulaziz, who is now dead, opened fire outside two different recruitment centers. Officials say he visited the Middle East and his native Kuwait in recent years. Meanwhile, people are visiting the makeshift memorial to honor the fallen men.
I felt like I needed to come and pay my respects to those who lost their lives.
That was Cooksville, Tennessee resident Chrissy Hurd. The UN Security Council will vote Monday to endorse the Iran nuclear deal, but U.S. lawmakers want a delay so they can vote on it first.
If I was the president, I'd be working with Congress because I think by working with Congress, he has a better chance of getting approval of this and thus full American support for it, but I'm not sure he cares.
That was Utah Senator Orrin Hatch in a Fox News interview. Congress cannot block UN implementation, but they can vote against it, which means U.S. sanctions would not be lifted. This is USA Headline News.
If you like painting and saving, ask Sherwin-Williams and save 40% on paints and stains during our four-day super sale, July 17th through the 20th. With 40% off our exceptional paints and stains and 30% off painting supplies, you can give your whole home a color makeover. But hurry, these savings are so super, they won't be around for long. On.
Backstrom, Kentucky Fried Chicken. It's finger-licking good.
Limited time offer. Pricing and participation may vary.
The trial of the Colorado movie theater shooter now enters the penalty phase, and the death penalty is on the table. The jury yesterday found James Holmes guilty of killing 12 people and wounding dozens of... Youssef Abdulizah. It has been discovered that he visited Jordan and his native Kuwait last year, but investigators are not indicating if they think he was tied to terror.
Because the investigation is still in its early stages, it would be premature to speculate